Then God said to Jonah, "Do you have good reason to be angry about the plant?" Jonah 4, verse 9. This brings us to a very practical point. We really do like to have our own way. For example, you work hard all week and you think, "I will have a nice evening out with my wife on Friday night." You get it all arranged and you drive to your favorite restaurant. There's a long line, but you are not worried. You walk to the front and say, "I called in reservations for tonight." The hostess says, "I'm sorry, sir, but I don't have your name written down here." How do you respond? "Unless I miss my guess," you become angry. Rather than saying, "Lord, what can I learn through this?" you think, "Listen, I've got my rights." "But I called in 2 days ago," you protest. "Sorry." So you wait in line, steaming, frowning. When you finally are seated, you get a bad table. It's near the door or the legs are uneven. And your waitress is irritable. Your food is cold, the candle goes out, the people around you are loud and boisterous. This is where Christianity is put on the block. The real test is not in a Sunday service. It's in a Friday night restaurant when things don't go our way. One of the best ways I know to keep from getting angry when we don't get our way is to have a good sense of humor. Turn the bad times into a little fun. When we were living in Texas, our family planned for months to go to a state park for a camping vacation. We looked forward to it, but before we left, we prayed, "Lord, whatever happens, we're going to have a good time." It was a good thing we prayed that because the place was a rat hole. There were wall-to-wall people. It was hot. The weather was terrible. It was a great disappointment. We spent one night with spiders and scorpions, laughed it off, and headed back home. On the way, we stopped off at another state park where there wasn't a soul. I still can't understand it. We checked in and spent almost 2 full weeks in a place that was marvelously quiet and delightful, unseasonably cool and picturesque. God seems to reward us with good, delightful experience when we move with joy through those times when we don't get our own way. The choice is ours. If we choose to be offended when we don't get our way, then we're going to live constantly on the edge of anger. But if we say to ourselves, "A merry heart does good like a medicine," it'll make all the difference in the world. Number 3, when you react too quickly without investigating the facts. The end of a matter is better than its beginning. Patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit. Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger resides in the bosom of fools. Ecclesiastes 7, verses 8 and 9. But let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. James 1, 19. If we have a patient spirit, if we hear out a matter, it is better than just hearing its beginning. If we are eager in our hearts to be angry, we're foolish. It's a real concern to me that we have to live in such a hurried, harried pace. When the schedule is not met, the instant response of the foolish one is anger. Retaliate. Fight back. The writer of Ecclesiastes is saying, if you do that, you're a fool. This struck me during our last family vacation. It was amazing how much more patient we were when we got some times of sustained quietness. We were camping deep in the heart of the giant redwoods up near the Oregon border. Beneath the glow of our little red Coleman lantern, we sat around a fire each night. Quietness was all around. Each morning, we arose to the chirp of birds and the river's rippling rapids. I don't think we'll ever forget it. As I recall, we didn't have one bout with anger during the whole 3 weeks. Develop the art of quietness. Turn off the appliances, including the TV. In fact, wean yourself from it for an entire evening. Leave it off. Honestly, we will never become men and women of God without experiencing some solitude. This is where the greats of the past had it over us. Men and women who walked with God did so because of the depth of their life cultivated in silence. Part of the reason, fathers, that we are so irritable in our homes is that we're keeping such a rapid pace. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules the spirit than he who captures a city. Proverbs 16:32. Winning over anger. What do we do about anger? When it comes from a wrong motive, when we don't get our own way, when we act in haste, anger is sin.